Welcome back. It's just gone 21 after 8. I'm Thuli Makubane, and you are tuned into Kai FM. Of course, this is My Money and Me, and I'm with you until 9 p.m. Our guest this evening is Nicolette Mashile, who is a personal finance coach. And if you've ever had a student loan, you know the pain of paying it, whether it's NEFSAS, some of us, it was TEFSA back in the day, or whether it is a bank loan, it does actually stress you out. You start off your job and you're making money, but you've just got this burden over your shoulder that you need to actually pay off this loan. And it can be very, very emotionally stressful. And we have Nicolette here to actually give us some tips in terms of how you can pay off your student loan a little bit faster so you can have that freedom. Welcome, Sissy.
Hi, thank you so much. I'm good. It's good to be here.
It's good having you once again. How does it feel to be back at Kaya?
Oh, it feels good. Kaya's starting to feel like home. So
it is home.
Yes.
All right. So maybe explain to us, I'm sure people understand the term student loan, but the technicalities of it, how does it actually work?
Okay, so I'll think what I'll do is I will stay on the student loan from a bank or most of the financial institutions. So it's called a structured loan purely because it's specific to, you know, funding your studies, right?
Yes.
Your studies, accommodation, books, and everything that helps you as a student. Mm. So obviously, if you do not have money or your parents do not have ways in which they can fund your education, you would go to a bank with an adult and they would stand as surety for your loan. So basically, the loan is technically being taken out by them, but it's for your study. So you will end up having to pay for it.
Yeah.
But during the time in which you are at school and you are still currently studying, your parent or the surety, or even if it's yourself who is working maybe part-time, you would be paying for the interest part of the loan.
Okay.
So now, understanding, I think this is a big thing that a lot of South Africans don't seem to grasp, is that when you borrow money from a bank or a financial institution, you're basically going there and you're saying to them, right now, I don't have the money to do what I want to do, so I need you to give me that money. They will then say to you, it's okay, you qualify, we've done a risk assessment on you, we can give you the money, but we give it to you at a cost, which the cost is the interest rate that they charge you, right? And a lot of people don't seem to grasp that. They always look at the amount of money that they've borrowed, and which is the principal amount, but they never factor in the fact that they're going to get charged interest.
Yes.
And a student loan, none like the others, is not any different like the others. It is a loan, and eventually you're going to have to pay it. So the moment you graduate, and even if you do fail, you still have to pay it back.
True.
Because it is a loan, right? So generally what happens is that when you graduate, we hope that you do graduate, and you get a job, that loan will then now kick in. What most financial institutions also do is that they give it a structured amount of years, and they will say after 3 years, they hope that you would have graduated, and now you need to start paying.
The repayments.
Yes.
So would you say student loans are good debt?
They're classified as a secured lending purely because it is an investment. So you are investing with yourself, right? You're getting an education to do better. So it is a structured loan. It is good debt. But at the end of the day, it's still a loan, and it's how you use it. I think that's really important. But what's nice also about it, like the other structured debt, it's not paid to your account. So it's paid
directly to the institution.
So Ahona, I mean, you got business
to tempt you.
Yes, because I mean, let's be honest. If you're given 80,000 rand all of a sudden, you've never seen it, it's never been in your bank account, the chances are we all get tempted. You want to keep 10,000 yana, you know, with some stuff that you can go with to raise or whatever. But it doesn't work like that. It goes directly into, you know, the education institution.
And then talk us through some of the payment options that one can consider when they're paying off the student loan.
I think the first payment option, whatever direction you take when you are looking at paying off your student loan, is in actual fact with any other credit or debt that you've got, it's always so important to first sit down and be aware as to how much am I actually owing, what is the minimum amount that I'm expected to pay, and how long is this thing going to take. Then the next thing you need to do is look into whatever it is, however you make your money, and say, how much can I pay extra, and how will that help me pay pay off this thing as quick as possible. Because the quicker you pay it, the less interest you actually pay it, right? And in terms of options, I mean, you can actually go to the bank institution and explain to them, Gutsi, this is my first salary, this is how much I make, this is how much I need, this is how I would like you guys to help me restructure this thing. Some banking institutions even allow you to refinance.
They can actually extend the time.
They can extend the time. But remember, when they extend the time, it also means you're paying in more interest. Yes. So it's really important. And I think that, you know, if, and this is going to sound really bad, because I understand that it's your first job and you want to go crazy with your first salary. But really, a student loan is one of those things that you should get rid of as quickly as possible. It's something you need to prioritize. If you're still lucky enough to stay at home when you graduate, stay at home, finish off the student loan.
Before going out and getting a place and a car.
Okay. Yeah.
So what about taking out a loan to pay off a loan? Yeah. To pay off your student loan.
That is probably one of the most dangerous things I think people can do. Because generally what happens is that when you go into a financial institution and you say, I'd like to take out a personal loan, generally a personal loan is probably going to attract a higher interest rate than a student loan, a credit card, and even more higher interest rate. So I don't see any other financial loan or structure that they can give you that might give you a better interest rate than you've already received on that student loan. Now, generally paying off debt with other debt is never a good idea, right? We know that. So I always say, when you still can, speak to your creditors. The thing is, we are so afraid of going in and having the conversation and saying, listen,
we'd rather avoid the calls.
Yes, we act like ostrich, keep our heads down. And the funny thing is, you know, the friend that you're going out with every weekend also has a student loan. But because we don't talk about these kind of things, you don't know, you're suffering on your own. Instead of saying, friend, kwenza kanjani, you know, yeah, sometimes that really does help.
All right. So now you have the small pot, which is your salary.
Yes.
So how do you prioritize it? So you actually free up that extra cash that you spoke about earlier.
You know, I always say paying off your debt is probably the best investment that you can ever make. Because debt is not, it's not just a monetary thing. It's also a health thing. It's a mental thing, right? So I think for me, prioritizing, the first thing is make sure that you can pay for the things that help you keep that job. You cannot not buy food because you need to eat to sustain yourself so that you can. So basic living expenses. And then you now start saying, okay, no, then I've also got this loan. If you're finding that the minimum amount that they've allocated to you, you cannot pay it, go speak to the creditors. But also, guys, we are not above taking up small jobs to supplement our income.
I was about to say that.
Really?
What about taking out a second job?
And let me tell you what is really important, Sistuline. When you take out that extra job and you're doing an extra job, do not think it's okay that extra money that you get, let's say for instance you get 3,000 rand, don't throw that money into your main bank account and hope to redistribute like that. Take that money, ring fence it for your loan so that full, because honestly speaking, let's be honest, all of us, when we get additional amounts of money, 30% of it will go to really something useful, right? And the other 70% is new nails.
You can't even account for it.
Exactly. So I would say ring fence it. If you can, I mean, this is probably highly impossible, but if you can, take that, ask the person who's paying you that additional amount of money, give them your student account, give them the bank, and say, please pay directly, because that might really help you.
All right. Nicolette, those were very, very useful tips. And if people want to engage with you further, give us your various social media handles.
Okay, so Facebook is probably the best place. It is Financial Literacy with Nicolette Mashile. I'm now on YouTube, Financial Fitness Bunnies. I'm trying to separate my Twitter from this personal finance stuff, but I am there. It's at I'm Coco Mash.
I'm Coco Mash.
Yes.
Sissy, thank you so much for coming through and giving us those valuable tips, especially when people are starting new jobs and they've got this thing hanging over their heads.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.